Thank you for listening to the Whole Truth Gospel broadcast of the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith. For more information, visit us online at theapostolicfaith.org. Dial 610-583-2400 or write to us at P.O. Box 109, Darby, Pennsylvania, 19023 in the United States of America.
Thank you. Not like me, but it's all too sad. When I wrote that song, it was for that voice. And I thank God for it. I'm being able to count on God. He will bear all your burdens. To the members in particular of the body of the church that is called by the name of God, the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ. We greet you in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
From the throne of God we come to let you know there is something ahead of you, already said, already done, and ready to meet you.
Amen.
And that thing which is already ready for you, the Lord has put it on the tongue of men to preach to you. Perhaps you will believe. I come because of what I see. I come because of what I have heard. And I come rejoicing that I took all the precious time you needed to preach the gospel to you.
Amen.
So that you won't have any excuse when the heavens crack.
Amen.
And the Lord descends with a shout. And the archangel and all declare it is time. Everyone that's in the grave shall rise.
Amen.
And those of us that are remaining will be caught up to meet them.
Amen. Amen.
Believest thou this?
Yes.
As Moses spoke to the people and declared what God was going to do and the commandment of God, the people of God said,
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
The people of God said,
Amen.
That's more like God's word. In the teaching, the Holy Ghost took his time to begin to tell the church, the power of God is Christ that is in you.
Amen.
Christ is the one that led the people of Egypt, out of Egypt, children of Israel, out of Egypt, into the promised land.
Amen.
Christ led them. Christ led them through the troubles with the things behind them following them. But the people followed Christ. And it came to an obstacle. And the leader said, rest here. And the people of fight said, Pharaoh, we're going to feel your horses come. Said, don't you worry about it. Then Christ took a cloud and made it dark, but he had to stop rolling at rest while the children, you had light.
Yes.
Don't worry about what's behind you.
Yes.
Amen. Think on the things that are going forward.
Amen.
So while you're resting, the Lord is preparing an east wind to cause the river to divide. Because he's thinking about you.
Yes.
He was already ahead of you to define the river. So it will be written down on the pages of books that when you got the book, some people say, I believe it happened, and some say, I don't.
Amen.
Them that say, I believe, so when the Lord said, I parted the sea, the church said,
Amen.
Now, today, something has gone ahead of you that's being preached to you now.
Yeah.
And if you're at the sea, you have to come to some part of your life that you realize you have already crossed the sea, God kept you, and Pharaoh drowned.
Yeah.
And when you got over and noticed that Pharaoh has drowned,
yeah.
And the people of God said,
amen.
Now in the movie, Pharaoh's on the rock saying, Moses. But in the book, Pharaoh's crying. And the people of God said,
amen.
And a noise started. Not by God.
Amen.
Mary is torn. And asked the women, if they are noise makers, we must dance before the Lord, because we see what the Lord has done. And the women said,
amen.
We found something then to dance. And it came time, the Lord said, I spoke and said, a virgin was going to conceive. They wrote it in the books. Some people believed it, and some didn't. But the archangel came down from God and said, Hail Mary.
Amen. Amen.
And Mary submitted herself to this angel. And she said, let it now be done unto me.
Amen.
Amen.
She then went to visit who the angel told her was 6 months ahead of her in the pregnancy.
Yes, Lord.
And when she greeted Elizabeth, something happened to Elizabeth that now in Mary had the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
She then looked at Elizabeth and said,
amen.
And the child.
Yes.
Now the Holy Ghost has gone from one
yes.
to the other.
Yes.
With no man around at the time.
Amen.
The first oration with the Holy Ghost were two women.
Amen.
None of them say I'm going to go preach.
Amen.
None of them say I'm going to teach.
Amen.
But when they open their mouths, if you read what they say,
yes, Lord.
I will learn every speech
yes,
and make it a part of my daily prayer.
Thank you. Yes, Lord.
That the Lord found favor on his hand.
Yes, Lord.
That he will go back into the book called Genesis and see where I was in transgression. And in my transgression, he had mercy on my soul and washed me and prepared me to bore the Lord from heaven. And people said,
amen.
Amen.
And before he will establish his work, he said, I need something to go ahead of me, but it has to be filled with the Holy Ghost. So here comes Elizabeth.
Yeah.
With the promise of the man crying out in the wilderness.
Yes.
Some didn't believe it, but some did.
Amen.
And the ones that believed it said,
amen.
And when the child was born, the angel told Mary to name the child Jesus.
Amen.
But when it came to the customs of Jews, the angels had to come down and said, name him Jesus. And the people of God said,
amen.
Yahushua wasn't around.
Amen.
That crack did not come until the 1930s. The word did not exist until roughly 1933. So there was no way the angel gave that child that name that did not exist until it came out of the mind of a man.
Amen.
Who called himself the Sacred Name Movement and said, but Jesus shouldn't have been. Well, Jesus shouldn't have been what he said, but what the angels called the child.
Amen.
And the church said,
amen.
On my journey in Jerusalem, the man was trying to convince me that Jesus' name wasn't Jesus. I said, all right. Show me anything here that has Yahshua anywhere, anyplace, anywhere, anyplace. He said, well, he showed me a symptom. I said, what is that? He said, well, that says Jesus. Walking up the streets in Ephesus, is there any proof that that word existed at the time Jesus and the apostles walked? No, sir. I said, what name does he say? He said, well, here's a store that was a Christian store. I said, what does that say? Well, he said, that says Jesus. Now, people so busy Google it. Why don't you Google the Sacred Name Movement and see a man came up with that?
Amen.
We can't change what the angel said named the child.
Okay?
It is already written in the book.
Yeah.
And it was written, if you change it, you're going to crush it.
Yeah, that's right.
So the church is going to say, amen, amen, to the name Jesus.
Yes.
That's the name that has all power.
Amen.
And when I finished with my guy, he said, that's something to think about. It really is. But you know, that's taking over the world. You go to places and people are taking the name of Jesus and striking it out on their wall and putting another name. And in the face of God Almighty, they tell him your name has no power. This one does. I know my name. And a man will tell me your name don't change. It does. My name is not Anthony in Spanish, fool. It's under another name, but it's still Anthony. It's just a different language. And when I showed this man that a name is different, I went to Revelation and showed him, here's one name, but he said it's called this thing. He didn't even know it was written, so don't bother me. You got to wake up 2 days early to be prepared for me. Like someone tried to convince me that the Lord didn't always have a witness. And the scripture says, nevertheless, let me ask before King Jackson, let me help somebody. And the church said,
amen.
Help somebody. Thank you, I'm here. But he probably not going to ever listen to this. But let's put it out there just in case. They said, if you show me where the scripture says, God was never without a witness. He said, I'll follow you. And I sent the scripture to them, but the one I asked to give it to them never gave it to them. So I gave it to them yesterday. I said, you said you would follow if I showed you this scripture. And then they're going to go to another brother or somebody to explain to me that that don't say what it says. Because there was no witness in the time of human government. That's a lie from the pit of hell. How do you know about it? How do you know about him, Ross? Somebody. Oh, there was no witness. How do you know about it? As my father says, calm down, ignorance. The scripture I gave you, if you go a couple scriptures above, you will see he's talking about that time. And then he says, nevertheless, I was not without a witness. Even though you governed yourself to what was right and what was wrong, if you did right, you were a witness.
Amen.
God came through human government.
Amen.
That was a time you could do whatever you want. But they say that time now is past. But how do you know about it? Someone had to write it. It had to be a witness to what happened.
Yeah.
You know why they want to throw it out? They ain't got no preacher. Their preacher died 9 years ago, and they stuck waiting on a preaching priest. But here he is.
Amen.
What you waiting for, God? And the church says,
amen.
Amen.
God don't wait. He takes down one and he establishes the next. Now, when he smites the shepherd, I am not crazy to think everybody's going to move the same way. There's going to be some Adonijahs. Adonijah will rise up and throw his party. That's all right. If you're going to do the will of God, you'll wait to see how what did God say.
Amen.
Because whatever the will of God is, the man of God got it in his tongue.
Amen.
Because the seraphim is good in there. Moses, who's going to reign after you?
And some said, as long as we don't wait, we don't wait on the law. Our fool wait. Go ahead. And the church is moving across, right? And then they decide to go after me over. Here they come now. Who they coming with? Pharaoh. The walls that kept for us is not going to keep for you, fool. You come at the wrong time. Today is the day for salvation.
Amen.
Right now is. And the church says,
amen.
Acts the 14th chapter, starting the 14th verse.
Which, when the apostles
come upon it,
then the priest of Jupiter. Then the priest of Jupiter, which was before their city, brought oxen and garlands unto the gate, and would have done sacrifice to the people. Which, when the apostles Barnabas and Paul heard it, they rent their clothes, ran in among the people, crying out, and saying, sirs, do you these things? We also are men of high passion with you and preach unto you, that ye should turn from these vanities unto the living God.
Turn from your wrong, not tomorrow, now, to the living God.
Amen.
Yes.
Which made heaven and earth and the sea and all things that are therein.
In past times, hear what he tell you. In past times.
Who in times past suffered all nations to walk in their own way.
You can walk in your own way. He's telling you, in time past, you can do anything you want to do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nevertheless, he left not himself without witness.
When you did that, he said, but nevertheless,
he left not
himself. He left not himself
without witness.
Okay, that's enough of that. What you're telling me, he spoke back to you, nevertheless, when you were able to do whatever you did, I still have it.
Amen.
Who told me about it? Amen. And the church said,
amen.
So when you come to a conference and begin to confer with the sisterhood, and you have a brother that said, I'm glad I was here, you have filled his cup until it's overflowing.
Amen.
And he's going to pattern. He might act like it's his word. That's okay. He might go up and talk to the call with, like, you know, it's his, the Lord gave it to him. That's okay. We talk like that when we read about Paul. We give it to you like God gave it to us. God did not want us. But that's all right. He's going to pass on the life that he received.
Amen.
That's what we did it for.
Amen.
So when I tell you the Lord is even in your mouth, you must say,
amen.
If the word is spirit, and God is a spirit, and is in your mouth from this day forward, you should be mindful of what you say.
Amen.
Because it's going to accomplish what you said it to do.
Amen.
And if the idol is going to stand in judgment, because you use the power of God for naught. And when you have an opportunity to understand when women in the world say, well, my hair is my covering. If it is, I have a problem. Because I'm not covered, I'm not supposed to be.
Amen.
But when Rebecca was walking with a servant, she wasn't covered. But when she perceived the master, she said, who is this man? And the servant said, it is my master. She took a veil. If she had her hair that was covering her, it was no need for her to take a veil and then
come.
Amen.
Amen.
When she saw the master, she covered.
Amen.
Now any fool will say, well, she had hair. So why didn't her hair do it? That's what you're saying. Hey, I'm not going to cover my hair, my cover. All right. is shaken. And go out in the world and let people look at you. But the people say, we don't have to do all that now, okay. But for you, who want to understand, that is power.
Amen, power. Amen.
The scripture says, ought a woman not to have power on her head because of angels. They read that and don't even know what they're talking about. And you come and say, the angels, which one?
Amen.
Oh, thou man of God, what is the man of God telling the women? All we have power.
Amen.
When the Lord looked back at the time and saw you in transgression, he said, now you were equal with your husband and all, but now he will rule over you and your desire will be to him. God himself came and said, I'm going to put power on you to come over the rule, over the glory of the man, and come where the angels cover their faces.
Amen.
And where are you going to be? Above the throne of God, in the mind of God,
amen,
in the will of God.
Yes,
when you cover, it gives you power. Like Christ gives you power. It's a moving of the Holy Ghost to transport you from one space to another space. Your mind changes. Your thinking changes. Everything changes about you because you're now in the presence of
God.
And the church says,
amen. Yes,
if you want to know the will of God, you can have a child daily.
Yes, Lord.
And you tell God, I want it. Instantly, you have gone to the throne of God to get the will of God.
Yes, Lord. Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
And the Lord says, here's your child.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you,
Lord.
There's nowhere written in faith that a man ever got his dead.
Amen.
So I'll meet you at the next come. But now, and the women said,
amen.
When you understand the power that is now placed on you because of angels,
yes,
the angels that do that work is above the throne.
Yes,
and they have three sets of wings.
Yes.
They have one set of wings that they cover their faces.
Yes.
They have one set of wings that they fly.
Yes.
And they have another set of wings that they cover their feet.
Yes, Lord.
Yes. Yes.
So when you see the seraphims working, they are the ones that come and give the church the will of God.
Amen.
They take the coal, take it off, put it on the tongue of the man of God who come and preach. The cherubs, they work below the throne. They only have two sets of wings. They don't need a set to cover in the presence of God, but they are among you.
Amen.
They come and say, Noah, you're going to have a son. What? Who knows that? Heaven knows that. I'm going to have a son with my wife. Barren. Now, you think we care about that one more? The woman said, husband, a man met me. What? What did he tell you? He said, we're going to have a child. We're not trying to come back. You can come and get me. And the angel came back at their request. She said, see it? Run and get him. Bring him back. Are you the one that talked to her and told her about having some child?
Amen.
When he comes, do not let him near the grape, no vine, none of that's going to touch him because of who he's going to be.
Amen.
And here come you all. He see a woman of a Palestinian state, a Philistine rather, and the mom and dad say, well, son, is she equally yoked?
No,
he said,
no, sir.
What?
No, sir. She didn't say that.
They
didn't say that.
Husband and wife are yoked like cat.
No, sir.
Are you
ready to
come on?
No, sir.
So they yoke together. That means one want to go one way and another way. So you have to yoke a time together so they're both the same. That's what the twain becomes.
Wow.
Wow.
That's
right.
That's right.
The Holy Ghost is telling the church, I cannot bind this church with unbelief.
Amen. Amen.
But marriage makes you one.
Amen. Amen.
So he said, Dad, I want it. They said, he can't find nothing. You know, remember when Moses married that black woman, the problem he had? He said, I want it.
Yeah.
Is she yoked with you? Equally yoked, Dad?
Yes, sir.
That's his gift. When he married because God had something in store for him being bound to a person.
Amen.
And God did his work with him.
Amen.
From that, he got in between the posts.
Yes.
Amen.
And all he had to do was.
Amen.
That was the will of God. And the church said,
amen.
According to your wisdom, I'm there. Go ahead. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So a whole lot of things happened there. Y'all smoke. You can't do that. We needed Ruth's blood before David was born.
Amen.
Otherwise, Jesus on the cross, but his blood would not have been there for you. Gentile blood got in and Ruth.
Amen.
And the church.
Amen.
I see my bread going for the evening. Can I hear it? Is the spirit of
prophecy.
prophecy. A woman cannot pray or prophesy without the power.
Amen.
Because the way you're going to get it is coming, and the angels are going to give it to you.
Amen.
And thank God he got y'all covered, because if y'all peeked out and looked at him eye to eye, y'all come out when the day he's coming. See, coming Thursday, how you know? I looked at his eyes and saw him. That's why he said, well, one day you're going to look at his face. Women need power to go to the throne, above the throne, into the heart and mind of God.
Amen.
To get prophecy.
Amen.
A woman asked God, walking along the beach, and the Holy Ghost, the angel said, the man of God is coming through in Jacksonville in February.
Amen.
She got on the elevator. And the man of God was just hearing her. And she told him what she heard and saw. He said, don't give it to me. Tell the church.
Amen.
And I would ask, and the church said,
amen.
No, y'all didn't. He said, she's crazy as two barrel officials. And I was with him. Said something wrong. He was so embarrassed. I remember sitting there, we made that dog. And we would say, oh my. Dog, she was embarrassed in front of all these people, from all these places, talking about she walking up down the beach and having some vision. We was up half the night, laughing and talking about it. And then February came.
Yes.
The Lord put him to sleep January 17th, and 30 days of mourning was finished. The next day, the Lord then spoke to another man. Say, this is the day that that spirit left them, bring it back in you. As my Father was with me, so shall I be with you. February 22nd now of 94. Everything he showed her.
Amen.
Amen.
The seraphs gave it to her.
Amen.
She gave it to the church. And here we are.
Amen.
Amen. And the man of God himself was inquiring of God, who will succeed Nehemiah when I'm gone. I want to know who that man is going to be. And as his pen was writing on paper, and the Holy Ghost wouldn't give him a name, but the Holy Ghost said by the seraph that got in his pen, said a man would kneel to Nehemiah, and Nehemiah would say to that man, rise from nothing but a man. Him, he's Peter, he's the rock. He will be the Secretary General. He will be next. And when you met Nehemiah, and everyone was going down to reading, a man knelt to him, and he said, rise from nothing but a man. It was written in 1977, and this is 1994, and he didn't even know it was written, but the person that took the dictation from the angel of God remembered it, ran home, and they said, this is that which Joab spoke about. He said, oh, my man of God, here. He said, well, give it to the young man.
Amen.
And I remember sitting on my mom's sofa, and it was put in my lap, and I began to read. And I went, oh, my Lord, no understanding came at all. But I took it, and I called the man of God. He said, I was waiting for
him.
He said, I could not leave until, he said, the Holy Ghost had me to wait for your call.
Thank the Lord.
Thank the Lord.
Amen.
And I knelt.
Yes.
And he said to me,
yes,
rise,
yes, Lord,
from nothing.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
And the church said,
amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. I mean, he gave me a double. That's how scary. But what I'm giving you is you are a part of prophecy.
Amen.
As the word of the Lord is unfolding, because the only thing you have to do now is in what he is going to do. So everything that's preached to you is I'm taking you to a land flowing with milk and honey. You're the Hexaba. You're the one that's enlightened. And I shall marry you, and the land shall be called
Beulah.
So the land God has chosen is this good earth.
Amen.
If he buries the word of God in good earth, he'll bring some 30-fold, some 70-fold.
Amen.
In his
Amen.
Blessing.
That's right.
You're going to bring forth so much wonderful things,
Amen.
God, that in your darkest hour, you say, I'll wait until the Lord fills me with himself.
Amen.
And when that thing rejects you, as I started out in the beginning, for my poster child, when the husband said, I don't want it anymore, the angel flew in, put his wings down, and said, if you don't, can I have him provide for
it?
And the man said, yes, you can. And from that moment until now, another witness came, and she was washing the dishes and a sink, and she heard, the Lord is one of wonderful and blessed.
Yeah.
And a witness came and came and said, Sister Sean, the Holy Ghost told me again, the Lord is one of wonderful.
Yes,
did the Lord bless
you? Yes. Yes.
The house that she had with her husband, she put it on the market. It sold in a day, in an hour. And he came, she said, here's your portion. And with her portion, she was getting ready to buy a place, and I flew in again, making bread. And she said, I've already put down a deposit on this house. I said, no, this is the one you want. She said, I don't want that house. They don't give me my money back. I said, this is the house you want. We'll get your money back. They don't give me my money back. She went and gave her money back. She bought that house. And she had now over $250,000 in equity in the house she bought.
Thank you, Lord.
She can look out now, see the elevators. She can see the peacocks. But she now has been blessed continually by God because the Lord picked her up. He said, your mom and dad put you down, who won't give you up?
God.
Amen.
Try him at his word.
Yes,
he will. Yes, he will.
So, what will you be thankful for then?
Rejoice in the Lord.
Now, you need to rejoice ever more.
Pray without ceasing.
Continue to get to the, not just to the throne of God. Go above. Go and sit and talk with God, and something you began to hear his voice.
Amen.
Say, what can I do for you?
Yes.
Let him hear your heart. I'll serve you all the days of my life. Don't ever turn your back on God.
Amen.
Amen.
Whatever the Lord has done, you embrace and say, I thank you. And you say, shall I receive the Lord at the hand of the Lord always. And if evil comes, your conversation is still with
God.
And the church says,
Amen.
No one that's a part of the church should say anything to the devil.
Amen.
Don't blame the devil for nothing. Because the moment you do, it might be gone. You just fall off. The scripture says, do not bring an accusation against him. And people in the world do it every day. What a devil it is. What a devil it is. And he's gone. He said, I'm going to show you what the devil is. Pray now without ceasing.
Amen.
In everything.
In
everything.
And the church says,
Amen.
In
everything. Give
thanks.
In
everything.
But I ain't got nothing.
Everything.
On my knees are
everything.
I got an empty bowl and no
lid.
Everything.
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 Give.
Give thanks.
Give thanks.
For this is the will of
this
God.
This is
the will of God.
The will of God.
Concerning
me,
you, and the church. Thank you.
for listening to the Whole Truth Gospel broadcast of the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith. For more information, visit us online at theapostolicfaith.org. Dial 610-583-2400 or write to us at P.O. Box 109, Darby, Pennsylvania, 19023 in the United States of America.
Gracias por escuchar al programa Toda Verdad, Iglesia del Señor Jesucristo de la Fe Apostólica. Ven con nosotros porque te haremos bien. Nos pueden visitar en la página web www.theapostolicfaith.org.
Merci d'avoir écouté l'émission de radio de l'Église du Seigneur Jésus-Christ de la foi apostolique. Venez avec nous, nous vous ferons du bien. Pour plus d'informations, visitez le site www.lafoiapostolique.org.
Děkuji za poslouchání našeho rádia Pravdě Pana Ježíše Krista o apoštolské víře. Více informací naleznete na adrese theapostolicfaith.org.
If you are listening to this broadcast during the day, then have a good day. If you are listening to this broadcast during the evening hours, have a good night.